Well, we worked quite hard. I can't remember the vacation situation at that time. I probably took some vacation, all right. I don't know. I'd have to think about it. I just don't remember at the moment anything. But we certainly were working pretty intensively. And now, one thing down Florida, where we were bombing and checking out the equipment, I was down there a moderate amount, coming and going. That was a sort of a vacation in a way, and not always, but some of the time my wife came down, and we had a child by then, and a baby, and we brought down, and we were on the beach, and the plane would not always fly. There was obviously the plane had to be taken care of from time to time or something would break down. And so we had a moderate amount of time, just, well, there'd be days when it couldn't work. And some of the time I did some physics. Some of the time I did some, I liked the ocean, and I did a lot of underwater swimming and diving, and it was not common at that time at all. I got a kind of a faceplate so I could see underwater, and there was no scuba diving at that time, no snorkeling. But the result was that lobsters were very common just offshore. I could go out and get a lobster anytime I wanted to. And, lots of interesting fish. And so the work was not, I wouldn't say it was all that oppressive. It was very intensive at times. And then when the plane was working, you know, we would do a lot of flying and then repair the equipment in between time and fly again and so on. So it was intensive at times, and yet there were also periods during that testing when it couldn't work, and so it would knock off, and I could do some other things, and we would do something. And I like natural history very much, and so did my wife. We would go take a hike, look at birds, or do something, swim. Now, I frankly don't remember taking vacations, but very likely I took at least some vacations. And I can't tell you how hard I worked, except I worked pretty hard.